Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Indian Minister of State for PMO, Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that year 2024 has been an important year for Indian space sector. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Singh said the first day of the year began with launch of ExoSat, then Aditya L1 mission was inserted in its targeted halo orbit. The country celebrated its maiden National Space Day in August, and yesterday, SpaceX mission was launched by ISRO. He said, in between, so many trials have happened for the Gaganyaan, which is in the pipeline. Dr. Singh said, the trials are almost now through, and the dress rehearsal with a female robot will happen sometime next year. He said, the launch of the SpaceX mission is one of the first experiments undertaken by India as far as the docking technology is concerned. Meanwhile, Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched the space docking experiment SpaceX mission last night. ISRO's PSLV C-60 rocket lifted off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. It successfully deployed two satellites, SDX-01, the Chaser, and SDX-02, the target, in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Quad stands as a vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment of addressing the region's needs together with Japanese Foreign Affairs Minister Takeshi Iwawa and U.S.'s Secretary of State Antony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of Quad, a joint statement from the Quad foreign ministers said what started as an emergency response to a catastrophe has grown into a full-fledged partnership. It also said that Quad countries now work together and with partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses complex challenges from fighting climate change, cancer, and pandemics to bolstering quality infrastructure, counter-terrorism efforts and cyber security. The statement mentioned that four countries contributed over 40,000 emergency responders and other partners across the Indo-Pacific region to support millions of people affected by tsunami. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the government is extending all possible help in the matter of the death sentence declared by the Yemen government to Nimisha Priya, who is an Indian nurse and living in Yemen. In response to media queries regarding this case, MES spokesperson Randhi Jaiswal said the government is aware of the Yemen incident. He added, the ministry understands that the family of Priya is exploring relevant options. As per media reports, Priya is from Kerala and convicted of murder in Yemen. The people across the country are all set to welcome the new year 2025. On the eve of new year, the streets of Delhi NCR have been lit up and party places along with hotels and restaurants in several parts of the city are preparing for a huge rush. Our correspondent reports that over 20,000 police personnel and paramilitary forces are being deployed in the national capital to ensure public safety and peaceful New Year celebrations in the national capital. Political war has intensified in Delhi ahead of assembly polls as BJP has put out posters targeting the Aam Aadmi Party government. The posters deployed outside the Delhi BJP office accused AAP of corruption and misgovernance in the city. The BJP also slammed the ruling party in Delhi on the issues of air pollution, alleged poor health facilities, water problem and other matters. Meanwhile, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia attacked after the National Human Rights Commission directed social media platform X to remove a post by AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal and Chief Minister Atishi, which featured children participating in political campaigns. Briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Bhatia alleged that the AAP leaders are using the children for their politics. In the last 10 years, the Make in India initiative has worked as a pivotal step in India's nation-building efforts. Launched on the 25th of September in 2014 by the Prime Minister, this scheme has completed a landmark decade of empowering India to become a global manufacturing hub. Akashvani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in a special year-ender series. Today, we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Ministry of Home Affairs. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.